Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast episode number 206. Finding quiet. Sounded cool. I didn't come up with it right away. But I was running. I was running away. But finding quiet sounded way cooler. Which is actually how I combated. Funk was building. Felt funk all around. And I said, you know, I'm going to leave for one or two reasons. And when I got there, I realized it was for another reason. And while I was there, I felt another reason or benefit. And, you know, now coming back and reflecting, I'm like, okay, I got it. That made sense. That helped. And it was, you know, just changing a couple things. Getting out of, you know, my world. Just to shake it up. A little bit. Different stimuli. And for me, being in the woods, being in nature, being in quiet. I mean, it's my favorite thing. And it's different than the ocean. And, you know, being in the woods, walking in the woods, total quiet was zen. It was amazing. You know, that's what, you know, to me is like a spiritual kind of experience. You know, you go somewhere and it just changes you. You're not sure how or why you even went, but you're like, that was significant. So, I don't know, I just like how I'm responding to things. I like who I am. Comfortably confident, convicted. And when the voice got loud, this is what I did. Hope you are well. Hope you are happy. Hope you're making great choices. Thank you for listening. And if you go to iTunes, remember, it's one word, P-R-O-Y-O-U, space, podcast. If you'd like to comment or rate the podcast, I'd appreciate it. Enjoy. Life's a trip, yo. So, I was struggling how to start, where to start. So there was kind of a funk that set in. And I think it was just primarily kind of the post. Hey, it's been a spiritual journey. You know, here's my birthday, year end. And I didn't, you know, I was really excited to record that episode, talk about the past year, everything I went through. You know, it was just fascinating to me and factual. And, you know, here's what I'm talking about. I loved it. And when I started feeling the funk, I looked at it, reflected, and I thought, there was something about, maybe it was like, oh, the year end. Okay, now things, material things, human things will come in and begin, take over, calm that voice. And obviously that didn't happen. Nothing really changed from March to April. But I think it was kind of like that hangover. Where it was like, wow, that was an amazing year and everything was amazing and, you know, the miracles. And then there's, okay, now you're just back to, all right, now you're just 53. Go. And I think that's, again, looking back on that little kind of funk I was feeling was just like, those felt like kind of just like that 1 year spiritual hangover. So this is that thing about that voice. If it's going to test you, it's got to sound different, look different. Because if it's the same old test that you passed, how can you grow? So it's got to be a different shape, size, color, taste. So you're tempted. So you allow that voice in because you're not really aware of it. And typically, when you get worn down and you're a little weaker, it's harder to fight that voice. So feeling this funk, and I get news that a client is moving. Now the grip of stress and the voice came in. And again, I wasn't in the best place, so I wasn't immediately aware of it. I just felt that pressure. And it was like, if you're not making them, if you're not making a lot of money at what you do to earn money, are you successful? If you're not making money at what you're passionate about, are you successful? If you're not making money at what you love to do, are you successful? If you're not making money at what you do the majority of the time, are you successful? So this was kind of going through my mind, and I was like, I've said it for a long time now, I feel great. You know, sometimes I wake up and I feel 53. But most days I'm running around doing things that I haven't done, feeling like I haven't felt. And hugely thankful of that. Keeping my world small, and it's moving along wonderfully. But I hadn't turned 53. I hadn't gone through a spiritual journey. And here I was, you know, kind of the forecast of another client potentially leaving. It's never as bad as it was, but like when you go without something for a while, I mean, it could be salt, sugar, chocolate, you know, and then you have that first bite, you're like, wow, that's a lot stronger, more powerful, than you, potent than you really maybe remember. So when that feeling came into that, and it wasn't so much the money. I mean, that was obviously just, you know, oh, less income, great, now I gotta, that was definitely part of it. But the bigger thing was like, what? What am I supposed to be doing, kind of a thing? Like, if I feel this good, like I've never been this good, but I'm affecting less people. I'm not affecting more people. Maybe I'm not as good as I feel. That was my voice. That was the low point. And I remember this specifically. I was driving from a client home for an online client. And it was, and it stopped my car, but it was just stop, hold it. Whoa, what? How are you right now? Are you still the guy that never felt this good mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically? Love your dog, love going to the beach, love your stone balancing, love your art, love your driftwood, love your photography. You know, everything about your world is the best ever. Is that not still true right now? I was like, yeah. I mean, literally, nothing had changed. There was just some news that had been forecasted in the future that meant it might get worse. So it was just that fear. It was just that anxiety. And I think, you know, I've said it so many times. How are you right now? I got it from A. How are you right now? And I'm like, I really like this online client. I'm actually excited to talk to him. You know, I'm in my car. I'm healthy. I mean, nothing has hit me, cut me, made me bleed, hurt me, physically impair me. I'm not sick. I don't have a disease. I'm not homeless. I didn't miss a meal. I didn't lose a limb. You know, what is wrong? And I thought, God, that voice is so powerful. It can paint that picture so vividly that you're in it. Now, I don't really talk, you know, about money a whole lot. I totally get that from my from my father. I remember one time, I don't know what it was. He was going to co-sign a car loan. And it was the first time, and I had to fill out the form. I had to ask him questions. And he was so angry. I was so afraid taking this information because I just had to ask him, you know, annual income. And he was just, like, did not want to share this information. And he was just pissed. I remember that very vividly. But it's like, I'm not bad. This is the example I talk about. You know, one of my stressors, my exit. You know, you weren't making a bunch of money and you were in debt and you stressed about money. Then you weren't as in much debt, had a little savings, were making more money and were stressed about money. Then you weren't in debt. You had money and savings and were making more money and were still stressed. It's like, oh, yeah, that's one of my things, you know, built in. You know, from my childhood, one of those grooves, it's just there, like, oh, money. And I'm sure that's a, you know, a button for a lot of people, stressors for a lot of people. But it's like, you know, I went that spiritual year not really chasing anything human, and it became powerful to go, wow, I don't really need any of that. I don't really need that much of that. And I can live like this and just, wow, this is incredible. Like the whole Mexican fisherman thing. It's like, man, I don't really need to change a whole lot. But if the Mexican fisherman wasn't catching fish, he'd have to start going, wait a minute, what's up? So it was just kind of this lull. My podcast went out. Would love to get some comments and feedback. Don't, you know, get a whole lot. And I'm like, am I doing it right? Should I keep doing this? You know, now I got more problems. Now I got, you know, more financial stress. Now I'm questioning myself even more. Shut up. Quieted the voice. Felt better. Went inside. And my client started chatting about his frustration. And I just kept asking the same question. Why are you frustrated? And he would answer a little differently and more specifically. I said, why are you frustrated? And again, he would answer this and that. And I said, aren't you doing something you've never done before? He said, yep. I said, you're doing your best? He says, yep. And it was just, you know, he had hurt its toe and burpees were a challenge. That was what he was frustrated about. Like, people hate burpees. When was the last time you did a burpee before you talked to me? You were banging out burpees and now you're frustrated because you can't do burpees as well as you did a couple weeks ago. That's a fantastic statement. Really nothing to be frustrated about, is there? He starts smiling. I said, see, here's the thing. You're going to beat the shit out of yourself every time you let that voice in, no matter how good you're doing. And it just became, you know, just this is the thing, man. That voice is just going to jump in and beat you up whenever it can, whenever you allow it to. And it'll be a different shape, size, and color, so it comes in, but at the end of the day. And speaking of Kyle Clark, Live Experience 3, just did session 6, you know, that's 6 weeks in a row, accountability, sharing, opening up, his struggles in the goo of the cocoon. And he brought up something that really made him afraid during the week. And I kind of shared my thing. We talked a couple days later and chatted again. And we typically don't chat throughout the week. We just kind of go and he shows up Friday and we get the update and we, you know, record it. And it came apparent again. I said, you remember this fear? I said, yep, remember that fear? And now you got this fear. And I said, well, here's what I told my online client. And I said this to Kyle. And I go, here's what I'll put on the podcast. I've said this a bunch of times. When I'm older talking to someone young, I go, look, not bigger, brighter, smarter. Just been walking in the woods longer. That's it. I'm on this path. You're on the same path. I'm just X amount of days, years, months ahead of you. Get to the bridge. Sign says go left. I went left. It's out. I went right. I get a text call. You hire me. I go, hey, when you get to the bridge, go right. I'm not trying to gain anything from that. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm not trying to make you feel good. I'm not trying to do anything other than let you know the path I chose, the mistakes I made, the choices I made to become a better me. So you're walking in the woods and you text Tom and you go, Tom, there's a bunch of poison ivy in the woods along the path. And I saw some snakes. I'm horribly afraid. I'm like, well, it's the woods. I didn't really say it was going to be easy, comfortable, or familiar. I didn't say you weren't going to get scared. I just said, you know, when you get here, make this choice, because that's the right choice. But there is poison ivy, and there are snakes. But did you get poison ivy? Did the snakes bite you? And see, that's the key. That fear, that doubt, that voice, it makes you feel like you're in it. And nothing's happened. And I said to my, you know, online client, after a few moments, he was smiling. Nothing really to be frustrated about. Nothing really to be critiquing yourself about when you're doing things you've never done before, feeling better than you've ever felt. Right? Right. The same thing to Kyle. I said, if you're not, and he wrote this twice, once in a letter, then once the text to me. He goes, you know, I just have to focus more on the things that I'm thankful for and not on my fears. I'm like, ding, ding, ding. That's it. That's exactly what you got to do. So after my online client, after I spoke to Kyle, I go, I'm going to go away. I'm going to spend money. I'm going to get a hotel. And it was a Thursday. And when, you know, you're trying to live modestly and you find out your income's going to go down, you typically don't go, well, I'm going to go away, spend money. But that's kind of, there's always been a little bit of me like that, because that's kind of how I go, no, 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 you're not going to control me. Really? Money? Money, you're going to make me afraid and not enjoy my life? Watch me. I remember I used to throw the whatever I buy on credit card. And that was my way of fighting back. I was never really smart doing it with a credit card. And now I'm not doing it with a credit card. I don't have debt, so it's, you know, it's a little bit better. But again, it's not the smartest thing. But I was like, no, I don't want to feel this. Like, I had a funky week. I got people that are, you know, just feeling all this weight of this pressure, of this anxiety, of this fear, of this doubt. And it's not even real. It hasn't even happened. They're not hurt, bleeding, cut. You know, they weren't punched. They weren't kicked. They weren't even scratched. And feelings, although very real, are temporary. You know, I was driving going, this is horrible. Stop. What's wrong? Nothing. Shut up. I feel better. It was probably 3-4 days of a little funk, and then that night, that morning was a little bit heavier, and that's when I said, what is wrong with you right now? You know, could you not run right now with your dog? Yes. Could you not go to the beach right now? Could, I mean, do things with weights you haven't done? What is your, boom. And then I went, see, that's the Kwan. That's my Kwan. I'm going to share that. You get to talk to your online client, Nick. All right, tell him about your Kwan. Tell him about his Kwan. All right, Kyle, tell him about his Kwan. Tell him about your Kwan. Tell him about what you're working on. See, whenever I'm talking to someone, there's always two people listening. I'm always listening to what I say, because it's always reconfirming, reaffirming. Everything I say, I've always said that. I'm always listening to what I say, going, listen to that, see? That's right, you told him that. You're saying that, you know, emphatically, passionately, with conviction. Believe that yourself. And I've done that forever. I know for a fact that I've always done that. I've always listened. I'm like, I said that and they felt better. See, it was always in my head what I was saying. So I'm like, remember why you're saying it. That's what you went through. That's what you learned. That's what you're going through. That's why you feel better. Stay convicted. Tell that. Boom. And then when you tell people, listen again. I need to hear it a lot. I need to hear it as many times as I say it to other people. So got home, got in the computer. And it was kind of that thing going, okay, I'm going to book a room for tomorrow night, Friday night. Might not be possible. So I get on bookit.com, Expedia. And then it's kind of messy because I Google one thing and then I try to click on dog friendly and something comes up and it doesn't always say dog friendly. So it was not really going smoothly for a little bit. And then I just called. And I think I ended up calling, I thought it was a hotel, but it was Expedia. And I said, look, looking for a dog-friendly hotel in Idaho. And she actually comes up and she goes, you know what, I don't think we have any available. And I'm like, you know, Idaho is, you know, really dog-friendly. And I'm like, none available. And I'm like, so I just go, okay, I'm not going to go through any of those Bookit.com, Expedia places. I'm just going to, so I went to Google, dog-friendly hotels, Idaho, Quiet Creek Inn comes up. Love the name. Call. No answer. I said, go to the website. I'm like, okay, this is going to be a mess. Went to the website, click, you know, dog-friendly room, boom. And I'm like, is this? And it looked totally badass, like super dope cabin-y. And I was like, and it goes, okay, booked Friday and Saturday night. And I was like, I've been, you know, calling and, you know, going through Expedia and doing all these searches. And there was my confirmation. And I was like, I'm going to pack. I record the live experience with Kyle Friday morning and didn't have my client after him. And I'm like, I'm just going to roll. Now, traffic might get a little funky, but I'm going to get there. Right? You know, Friday late afternoon, I'm going to be in Idaho in the mountains in this cool looking cabin-y room was in. And I was not as conscious as when I went there of the why. But it was like, you know what? I'm not going to listen to the voice. I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to spend a little money because I can. If I die come Sunday night, I'm going to be super stoked that I went away and did this and didn't let fear or doubt control my life or my path or my choices. So it's kind of this big, big whole thing. But it was really about finding quiet. Like, I didn't know exactly, you know, where this place was. I figured it was maybe out of, there's like, you know, the center town, like a circle drive that comes in like three different ways. And that's all the shops, restaurants, coffee shops, art, you know, it's a super, super cool town. So about, I think 3 years ago, I got a gift from a client and it was to spend Christmas Eve in Idlewild. Got me a room. I had the older SUV and I drove down there and it was snowing and I got really sketchy because I pulled over like to stop for a second and there was just like, you know, a little bit of ice and my car was almost stuck and I was like, I can't even be driving. And I'm going up a hill, up into the snow. I get to the town and it's like 4 and it's starting to kind of get, you know, a little dark and it's kind of starting to snow. And this is like out of a little town, like about a couple miles. And then you got to turn off this road. And I'm like, people aren't plowing out here. You know, it's like, this is a little town, like the main streets will be plowed. But so I started freaking out and I go in and the guy's like, there's no power. I can't check you in. And I'm like, cool about no park. And I sit in the room and says, no, the guy's coming back in like 5 minutes, just hang out. And he wasn't really the nicest dude. And I knew there was stress, so I went and sat in my car, and it was like 15 minutes. And I'm just sitting there going, I hope I can get out of this driveway if something's, because it was just like, I said, okay, no power, cool. Can I just go in the room, put my stuff down? And he's just, do you have a bunch of luggage? I was like, no, I just said I wanted to put my stuff in the room. I didn't say I had a bunch of, and it was weird. So finally this other dude comes back. No one comes out. No one, so I go back in, and the guy's on the phone. I'm waiting. So now it's been about 20 minutes. And I'm like, you know, can I go in? I mean, it's cold. It's getting dark. It's snowing. And I just want, you know. And for some reason, if I can't get in. I don't know why. It was this fear I had. I go in, the guy goes, can I help you? I'm like, didn't the other dude tell you, like, I'm out in a car waiting? I'm like, been here for 20. And he's like, sir, can I help? Just, and I was like, oh my God. So it was a total struggle. And first, I just knew. I don't know what it was. I grabbed my card and I said goodbye and I walked out and got in my car. And it was the scariest drive because I was now driving out of the mountain in the snow, kind of dark, with a car that was not really good at handling. And yet, I didn't remember the name of the place. I didn't remember anything about it. And out of all the hotels, the hotel, I'm driving, and I'm about a mile going, what if this is that place? I'm like, it can't be. I just like, cabiny look, and I'm like, did I see any pictures last time? Because it was, you know, a gift going, here's your reservation. And all of a sudden I look, and I'm going to turn left, and I'm like, this is the same place that I had the most uncomfortable moment with, and left. And I was like, and it was great because I didn't like freak out. I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm like, it can be the same thing. Like, leave. We remember you. We don't like you. Whatever. And it was like, this is just so funny to me. Like, I just thought, what are the odds of booking that hotel? Like, that came up. Like, really? But the place looked really cool. And I pulled in, and there's this big walkover bridge in the office, and it's all kind of wooded, you know, built with the building is, you know, out of wood. It's just cool looking, cabiny looking, the trees everywhere, and quiet creek in, you know. And I'm like, oh, just go in. New people don't know me. I pulled in, went in. I got this cabin with this huge deck overlooking the woods, and just down below my cabin is this strawberry creek. It was I've been in a lot of places, but if it's okay, if you're talking cost, you're talking drive, what I like, what do I enjoy, this was perfect. I mean, it was, well, I had a podcast episode about buying a piece of land in Idaho, and I was going to buy a cabin. I mean, this was kind of it. We were in the woods, and I was in a cabin, had a fireplace, a deck. I left the door open. I mean, a sliding glass door open, and Zen stayed on that deck, and it was like IMAX because there were these big slots that his head fit through the deck, but he couldn't get his shoulders through, so he just sat there with his head in between there watching these big ass squirrels. These squirrels, they're huge. They're way bigger than the Hollywood squirrels. I'm talking like if you went tail to head, 2 feet. No kidding. And it would run around bunny rabbits. So when we were outside, Zen was, you know, walking through the woods. It's like, I don't know, one of his favorite. Loves the beach, but man, he loves to hunt. He loves to chase. And not literally on a leash, but just kind of kept calling him because I didn't want him running around, you know, going nuts on this property. And I didn't really know it that well. And after a day or two, I realized there weren't a lot of people there. And I, you know, kind of didn't really have to watch him that closely. But he loved it. Like, it was perfect. And there were stones to bounce. And I hadn't really ever done that. Got some stone bouncing friends on Facebook that live in, you know, certain places where there's creeks. And that's where all their balances happen. And it's kind of cool because, I don't know, to me it always looks a little different, obviously, than the ocean. But just standing in a creek in that water, grabbing those stones, balancing those stones, taking pictures of those stones balance, I just never done. You know, especially at this level where I know people who have. So it was just a cool experience. But when I got done, it was just as cool to sit there, take pictures, make a video, chill, watch it. And the biggest difference was the quiet. Because you're at the ocean, there's the wind and the sound of the waves. And, you know, every once in a while, airplane or, you know, whatever, boat. But there's a sense of quiet. But in the woods, outside of the trickle of the river, the creek, the brook, the babbling brook, it was so quiet. I mean, it was insane. You know, Zen would stop and he'd listen. He's always done that. He's a hunter. He stops, picks up a leg and just listens, sees if he sees anything moving. And we would just stop and it was totally quiet. And it was like 4 or 5 o'clock that first day. And I was, so it was like that Friday night, that evening. I was still kind of light out, and I'm sitting on the deck, and it was so unbelievably quiet. And then it got dark, and then the stars pop, and it's so dark where it's dark. And you look up in the sky, and the stars are so bright, and it's so quiet. And then the power went out. And it was like pitch black. And there's just moments where I'm like, right then, you know, no, I didn't have I did not have cell service out there. That was the other thing. So when I was about 2 miles in town, I had cell service. But when I got to the hotel cabin, no cell service. So there's nothing. And my voice was at bay. My gratitude list was in neon. And I'm walking with Santa. I'm like, how bad I felt. And look what I get to do. Look what I chose to do. Look what I'm capable of doing. Nothing's changed. I wasn't bitten. I wasn't shot. I wasn't stabbed. I wasn't robbed. I didn't hurt anyone. No one hurt me. In the midst of quieting that voice, it gave me permission to help others quiet their voice. And then I said, you know what, go even further. Fight a little harder. Punch life in the face. Go book a room for 2 nights. And the crazy thing is rooms in California, I don't know, I suppose all over, are expensive. You can get, you know, easily $300-$400 a night for just, you know, one bed, you know, just pretty standard. And I don't know what it was, but this was like $160 a night. And it was like the best. Like, and I'm give you one of those logs to burn through it. And I'm like, I'm sitting there in a fireplace, crackling, zen on the bed, you know, and we're like sitting there and he's going in and out of the deck. And I'm like, I would buy this place. I would live here. I don't really want to have all that responsibility or upkeep or whatever. Like, wow, what a great find. Like, this was the perfect thing. Next day, went in, walked around town. You know, there's a lake about 20 minutes, Lake Fulmer. And I went to that, taking cool pictures and sunrise. And I just kept thinking about, my life's quiet. My life's small. I like it that way, got it that way. Took a long time, but I can control a lot of stuff in it. So I'm going to keep it that way. But going out and finding more quiet made me realize I'm more and more okay. I'm less and less in charge of all these big things. I believe in my heart. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, it's like, got done with, you know, episode, right, you know, my birthday entitled 53, you know, ta-da, and I was like, yeah, just keep going now, just keep doing, what are you going to talk about now? I'm like, wow, that was everything, I just summed up the whole year, what I got, and I go through something, and then I share it. What am I going to say next week? I go through something, and I share it. It's like, it just, I don't know, Tom, you've done 206 now, I think you're going to be able to keep going. But that voice, you're not good enough. You're not going to keep going. Shut up. No one's listening. No one's commenting, Tom, stop. No one really cares. It's just kind of relentless. And that can be overwhelming if you let it. Like Beautiful Mind, end of the movie, standing there. Just won the Nobel Peace Prize. Where are your three little friends? Right there. Tom, where's your voice? Right there. Did it get loud last week? Yep. What'd you do? Went away. Found some quiet. Like, quiet. More quiet. I got a quiet life, and I went and found more quiet. I didn't go say, hey, I need to go find more quiet. I wanted to kind of get away. I had this quote, you know, create a life that you don't need a vacation from. And I kind of feel that way. Like, I go to the beach, like, you know, twice a week. I'm cool. I've traveled a lot. I've been a lot of places. I've done that. I don't have to get on a plane. I don't have to, you know, to deal with airports. I don't have to do any. What I want to do is just go to a beach, a cool beach with my dog and have some solitude. And I get that. So it's like, okay, great. I don't need an escape. I don't need a getaway. But sometimes you still do, just for different. You know, if you're like depressed sitting in your house, just go outside. You've been outside in 3 days. Walk around your neighborhood. Breathe fresh air. Look at the birds, trees. Feel the wind. You know, a bunch of things can change chemically just by you changing your environment. And it can just be from inside to outside. So with me, you know, love my place, love where I live, love my neighborhood, love, you know, the beaches I go to. So I don't need a break because it's bad. Just different. And I think that's what it was. Like, I knew it would be different. I didn't know about the quiet. Like, that was the big thing. Like, and that's where I came up with the name, Finding Quiet. It's like, I'm like, I gotta get quiet. I need to be away from stuff so I can really think and really. And it was kind of just reconfirmed. I'm okay. I didn't run out of money. I don't have debt. I'm okay. You're fine. Things are changing, and it's making you think, and it's making you focus, and it's making you make some choices. But are you okay? Yes. In every way, shape, and form. Then shut up. So, driving home, that's when I ended up hitting that Lake Fillmore, and it was super quiet Sunday morning and the sun coming up, and it was just perfect. And again, I was at this little lake you can walk around. It was just badass with Zen, you know, totally alone. No one's up. It's pretty chilly. It's about 48 degrees, and I'm out there, you know, taking pictures, and there's two ducks. And it was just, you know, these awesome moments. It was just like, oh, this is just the best. I knew I was going to take that home. Like, okay. I refueled, refilled, refocused, redefined. And I came back. And, you know, it's a 2-hour-ish drive. So dropped all my stuff. And I said, well, let's just go for a walk in. I typically avoid that 10 a.m. dog park crowd that I was kind of a part of. Just got kind of too nuts. Too many dogs, too many people, too much stuff. So it was about 9:45. I'm like, well, let me just go over there for a little bit, you know, maybe get there early, hang out with the dog, cool dog, before it gets too crazy, and I'll come back. And before I know it, there's like four dogs, one little barking dog, and four, and I was just like, I need to get out of here. And it was just this quote that Jim Carrey said, and I don't know if I've said this before, but he's like, you know, when you understand the power of solitude, you don't want to be around people because they drain you. I'm like, oh my God, that was so it. Now, it's not all people, but I just don't want to do the chit-chat stuff with people I don't really know. Like, but there's people that go to that dog park because that's what they want. That's what they need. That's what they're looking for. And I'm like, I'm great. I'm like, I'm good. I don't need any of this. And everything, again, asterisks, not telling anybody what to do. I'm telling everyone what I'm doing. I'm just following my gut, listening to the good voice saying, when you go here, you feel better. When you stay here, you feel more empowered. Therefore, you're more convicted, more peaceful, more confident, more comfortable. And when the voice got gnarly, and it had the, you know, something happened. It was real. Get punched by life. Hey, that hurt. Now I got a deal. React or respond. Okay, I'm going to respond. How? I got to count to 10 and take some breaths and quiet the voice and take some time away. And, you know, you do those things and it's like, okay, I got in control again. I pumped the brakes, stopped at the rest stop, you know, walked away from the desk. Left the fight, went into my corner. You know, those moments where you kind of got to stop and go, let me find some quiet, some real quiet. So I can really see clearly without any distractions. And when I'm walking in the woods with Zen and there's no one around and it's quiet and there's a babbling brook next to me. I'm going, well, whatever you're doing seems to be going okay. I was like, that's just the craziest thing. You know, my online client is great. Kyle's great. I'm great. Except for the fear, doubt, worry, old grooves. Questioning yesterday, worrying about tomorrow. It's like, you're not here. Right now, you're not here. Present. Are you cut, bleeding, hurt, you know, black and blue, brute? No, you're fine. It just goes back to controlling that space between your ears. And not going, okay, I hope it's this way. I hope I'm this way when I'm better. I hope I have this many people or these type of people in my life. You got to focus on you. Pro you path. Not pro everybody. Pro you path. And it's one of self-discovery. And that's why it's, you know, I get to do this. You know, I'm a dude that wanted to share, that lives my life and gets to share, and everything I go through, I just share. I don't have a lot of questions. I'm comfortable being me, and I'm comfortable sharing my choices because I'm convicted in them now. And that's just to show you that you can have peace no matter where you are, no matter what you have, no matter who you're with, in reference to what you thought, what your parents had, what your neighbors had, what your siblings have. You, your path, your discovery. Find out what you like, what you don't like. And sometimes you just need to quiet it down and make your world small. And that's me going, you know, when you get to the bridge and the sign says go left, go right. You know, everybody is out there trying to check off the big list. Work harder. Make more money. Get a promotion. Get a better car. Have kids. Buy a place. Buy a better place. You know, it's the go, go, up, up. Get more, gather more nuts. And I believe there are people that are at peace pursuing what they're doing. And they may have a large number of nuts. But for the most part, I think a lot of people are stuck in a place where they're going, I have to keep all these balls I'm juggling up in the air at the same time because I'm now in this place where that much responsibility is fueling my life and I got to keep all going. And I think that's tough to do long term. And I think it's wearing on an individual. Unless that individual is very convicted and mentally, emotionally, spiritually strong. So I'm not really trying to have people think, oh, you should be this way or you should be that way. It's how do you find peace, contentment, calm, quiet, comfortable, confident, conviction, and a better you. Search for that. You're going to go to work. You're going to make money. You know, you're going to do what you got to do for your family, your kids, your spouse. You know, you got to do the human stuff. You got to. There's 24 hours in every day, 7 days a week, 4 weeks in a month. You just don't know how much time you get. So it's how you're going to deal with that. And I think it's how you deal with that time in between your ears. Because from Tuesday to Thursday, my world felt one way. Thursday morning in a half an hour, it changed. And from Thursday to Friday, it changed. And comes Sunday afternoon, after my weekend in the woods, I mean, clarity, perspective shifted, empowered. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be fine. I'm not in charge of every little detail. If I'm doing my best, making the choices I need to make, That's all I really have to do. There's a whole bigger thing moving everything else in my life that I'm not in charge of. So I have faith in that, and I'll make the choices that I get to make, control that which I can, work really hard on letting go of that which does not serve me. But this was a pretty cool, you know, moment. Like, I'm just like everyone else. That voice gets in and gets loud. Stop for a moment. Pump the brakes. Ask yourself, how are you right now? And then make choices that help you stay there. How do you stay thankful for the things you have in your life? Consistency and frequency. Pro-you choices. Deeming yourself worthy. Because you are worth it. Like saying that every time. That's why I do it. What I do, you know, pro you. This is about you, and here you are. I'm gonna spend a pro you moment with yourself. Way to recognize your worth. Deem yourself worthy. Alright, if you can sit on the floor, cross your legs, fantastic. If you need to sit somewhere else in a different style, totally cool. Glad you're here. Let's begin to control that which we can. Eyes closed. Bring that inhale through the nose. Exhale out the mouth. Elongate them. Slow them down. Experience them. Shoulders over the hips. Neutral neck. Navel tucked into the spine. If you feel tension or stress anywhere, just try to breathe through it. You're connecting your mind, body, by thinking about your breath. It's making you present. You want to do that to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I'll let you know when time is up. No judgment, no critique, and you may begin now. another solid pro you moment. I joked in the introduction about running away. And I had a client that was leaving for a little less than a week. And another client said he was leaving for 2 weeks. And then another client informed me that they were moving. So the financial thing was a thing, and the questioning if I was good was a thing. But there was also that there's a lot of time coming up that I have to deal with. Time alone. Extra time, more time, more time in your head. And that's why I wanted to kind of get away and just dig down deep in reflection. Just to find out, am I okay? Am I okay right now? Am I going to get through these next couple weeks, not knowing this next month, not knowing where a lot of this is headed? So there was a sense of, I need to get away. Let me run away from this little box I feel stuck in. I'm not doing good. I'm not making money. What will I do if it gets worse? I needed to change that recording. I needed to get out of that loop. I needed to break that cycle, change that pattern. And for me, that's why I go to the beach. Sometimes you got to go bigger, further away. So there are times you just got to break out of your little world, go somewhere. Get a different view, different stimuli, different perspective. So you can distance yourself a little bit further and look kind of down in. And to me, finding quiet is what made that possible. Take the time needed to quiet yourself so you can hear everything that you're truly supposed to hear. And then you'll be able to do everything you're supposed to do. Peace and God bless.